This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big show today. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4, and every Tuesday at 3, we are joined by the one and only from the Go Birds podcast, Elliot Short Parks.
What up?
Hey, Elliot. How are you?
Long time no see.
Yes.
What, Me, you, and Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Less than 24
yes.
hours. Yeah. So, and by the way, Jordan Mailata show is going to be fun.
It was awesome.
We had our first one yesterday. It was not on the air. It was just on YouTube because of the Phillies game, but they will be there 6 o'clock, Chickies and Pete's every Monday, Jordan Mailata show.
No, I love how honest he is. I mean, he talked, I thought, very honestly about Jalen Hurts being more open this year, Sirianni and messaging. So, no, it was very good.
So, before we get to the Eagles, I want to get your take on our Phillies topic here. So
I got a little preview of it.
Yeah, did you? Yeah. Well, what do you think?
So, lay it out for me.
So my supposition is this, is that like this has been a much better season than they get credit for. They've had a ton of adversity, a ton of injuries. Rob Thompson has adjusted. Trey Turner has adjusted. Like they have done things that they're playing their best baseball at the end of the year. And like, I want them to win the World Series. That is obviously the goal, but I think it can be a successful season even if they don't win the World Series. And I'm not even going to put around on it, because I think they could get to the NLCS and they could go out like chumps in the NLCS and then I'll be upset, or they could have a great NLDS and obviously I'll be upset, but like, I don't know. So I
think there's some truth to what you're saying. I think they have shown a little more ability to deal with adversity this year than they have in past years. I think Schwarber's obviously been awesome. Sanchez, I think you feel way better about him now than you did at the beginning of the year. But like, this year is mostly been irrelevant until the playoffs. Like, it just doesn't truly matter. They have entered Sixers territory, where I did this with the Sixers, where it's like they're winning 50 plus games. Look at this great win at Boston. Like, you know, but, and it just doesn't matter. Like, it only matters what they do in the postseason. And if they don't go to at least the championship round, and even then, like, they have to advance the championship, if not the World Series. And if not, like, I think you have to blow it up, basically. Like, you don't re-sign Schwarber. You have to consider making a lot of moves. Like, especially if they lose in the nature they have the past few years, which is the bats going cold. If that happens again, then I cannot run it back with this same team. So it's been fun aspects of the year, but it's certainly not has not been a year where I'm like, oh, look how great this all is.
The Braves basically had the same core with minor adjustments for what, like 15 years? And they only won one World Series, but they kept coming back again and again and again.
How much fun was that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't a Braves fan.
Well, I'm just saying,
if you were,
you imagine winning one World Series with all that talent in 15 years?
Well, I would also, and I honestly don't remember the specifics of the Braves, but like the Phillies, the Phillies are an old team. Like, a lot of their best players are old. And Schwarber being a free agent is a critical part of this. If Schwarber wasn't a free agent, I wouldn't be sitting here and saying, you have to trade him. Like, but he is. So you have to decide whether you double down on him. And because of that, like, while this year has been fun and Schwarber's been unbelievable, I'm just not going to care at all unless they do anything in the postseason.
I don't think whether they win the World Series. I don't think you can make a decision whether to blow it up based on whether they win the World Series.
I think you absolutely have to.
No. I mean, if they win the World Series, you have to make a decision on Kyle Schwarber based on your other options and how much he's getting paid and the next 5 years of Phillies baseball. You're against what they did with Saquon, right? Giving him money as a thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't want to give Kyle Schwarber.
That's an awesome move.
I don't want to give Kyle Schwarber money as a thank you. I want to give him money because I think he's going to be good the next 3 years. So if they win the World Series, if they don't win the World Series, they should operate the exact same way.
So I disagree because of the fact that they have had the same core together for a few years. And I get your point that you have to view the Schwarber thing in a vacuum to an extent. Like, it's only about Schwarber. But we all know if they bring back Trey Turner, Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Stott, I think Boehm and Castellanos are probably gone. So that'll be some level of a vibe change. But
Boehm will be here.
Yeah, unless they can't trade him, true. But the top of the lineup more than likely will be pretty similar if they bring Schwarber back. It'll be the main guys. And I just think the vibes would be so horrendous if they have an early exit again where the bats go cold. And by the way, as good as Schwarber has been, he still has something to prove as well. He didn't have a good series against the Mets last year.
He did not.
So everyone out there pay him, pay him. I think it's been correct not to pay Schwarber. I would absolutely wait until after the postseason to see whether you want to sign him, whether his playoff impacts his market. But to your point, no, they fully, fully, fully have to have a good postseason for this to be viewed as any level of success.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Ultimately, I'm starting to get a sense that they're going to move on from probably most guys with the exception of JT. Right?
If they are JT, man.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if they have. Are you ready to go to Marshawn as our regular catcher?
No, the only rumor has been the Orioles catcher they might trade for.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So that's going to cost you prospects to
something.
Go
yeah.
Is he any good?
He's a good player. Yeah. You know, he's 30 years old.
He's been a huge bust. Yeah. Adley?
No.
Is he better than JT?
No.
The Orioles guy?
Yeah, the other guy.
Adley Rutschman?
Rutschman, yeah.
Yeah, he's been a huge boss. I mean, he's fine. But, he's supposed to be Buster Posey. He's not Buster Posey.
So my only thing is saying this. If they've already decided, which they could, putting everything on this team this year to go out and win it, we're talking about Aiden Miller. We're talking about Crawford. We're talking about Andrew Painter. All those guys being up here next year. That says we're not trying to win. That says we're beginning a rebuilding process. Because you're not going to win anything with those young players next year. They haven't even been proven as major leaguers yet, let alone a World Series type of a team. So if they decide that that's what they want to do for cost-cutting purposes, right, bring up the cheaper, younger talent and spread it around because they don't want to pay Schwarber, they don't want to pay Ranger Suarez, they don't want to pay JT, then that puts even more pressure on them to win it this year. Because it feels like, especially with 2027 looming in the strike,
sure.
if you're an owner, they know this.
Mm-hmm.
They're already getting ready to fold pockets, save money. They're not looking to go out and give away $40 million a year knowing that they may be on a labor strike and it's going to cut into their revenue in 2027. So what a lot of these owners start doing, they start preparing. They're saying to themselves, you know what? We better start cost cutting right now because we're not going to make as much money in 27.
Well, yeah.
So I wonder if they're even going to bring Schwarber back next year and some of these guys.
Yeah, I think they'll bring Schwarber back. And by the way, I think the people talking about what he's going to cost are out of their mind. He's the 32-year-old DH. There's no way he's getting the $40 million a year.
Yeah, and we'll see. No. But you are paying top value for Schwarber no matter what he gets. He's a free agent, right?
Yeah.
He will sign for the most money he can get, more than likely.
Yeah, I think so.
And you're also paying after he's having his best year ever. He's going to be a year older. I know he's a DH, so they age better. He's not playing defense. He's just a home run hitter. The Schwarber re-sign to me has disaster written all over it. Great year this year. Give him a ton of money for 3 years. I'm just being honest.
Re-signing
old players is almost never a good decision.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I just think what they do in the playoffs has nothing to do with whether they sign Kyle Schwarber.
So, I mean, I just think it does. Because if they go to the World Series or the NLCS, and let's say they lose in seven and it's a great series in the NLCS,
sure,
then I think you can feel good, right?
Sure.
But this is still...
I agree with Spike.
Why would you... I don't understand. You're saying because they had a good playoff series, then you should make a bad financial decision for next year?
It doesn't make any sense. I agree with him on this.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying is it has an impact to me on the importance of winning this year.
Yeah, yes. I agree with you there.
As far as what the Phillies are going to do, I think you're right. It's not going to impact whether or not they're going to give him a 3 or 4 year deal.
I guess my point is, and I see what you're saying, that making a big decision off of 7 games is maybe not the best way to commit money. But like when they lost to the Diamondbacks, we all felt awful about them. And then they came back, we felt awful after the Mets. So there's a real chance this season ends and we're going, well, the bats went cold again. They're never going to be able to, like, they're swinging at all these bad pitches. And then at that point, I know you're in a certain degree maybe hurting Schwarber more than he's, you know, more than you should off of one thing. But I just can't bring back the same core. I can't do it. Not if 3 straight years it's been really ugly postseason losses.
The Sixers have tried to double down.
Right, but we're also mischaracterizing. You're saying 22 was a really ugly.
Yes, they lost six. It was one of the worst.
That was not ugly.
Losing six and seven. No,
you're
sorry.
About 23.
Yeah, my bad. Okay. 23, 24, and now 25. Okay. Yeah. My apologies.
All right, let's get to
they
the
They did
Eagles.
Get no hit.
I think Jack's going to have a
please
heart attack.
Please talk about that.
I don't know what Jack could disagree with.
Ban baseball talk.
So before we get to Tank Bigsby, I need to bring up, Corey asked that we bring up your tweet from this morning.
Which one?
Well, you know the
why'd one. Why'd your voice just feel like you lost something there?
I don't know. Maybe I was far from the mic.
You said a loss on Sunday is an acceptable loss.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
It's absolutely acceptable.
You're 100% right, Elliot.
So unless you're telling me...
So the Phillies can't lose, but the Eagles can.
No.
All right.
What I'm saying is, unless you're telling me Sunday is going to change how you feel about them or that they have something to prove on Sunday, the Phillies have something to prove. The Eagles going into this game, if they lose to Kansas City 24-21, it's a close game. They're playing a Chiefs team that is desperate for a win, that never loses their home opener, that Mahomes has like lost back-to-back games like 3 or 4 times in his career. He's never lost 3 straight games. Everything is stacked against them. So you can go in there, and if you lose a competitive game, that's fine.
Everything is stacked against them, aside from having by far the more talented roster.
Yeah, but that does not always matter, especially early in the year. Like, it is a situational thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right? Like, the Chiefs have the better situation here because they need it. They're at home. It's the home opener. For what it's worth, they still do have Mahomes and Andy, so it's not like they're devoid of talent. They have Trent McDuffie, Christian. Like, they have good players.
They don't have any receivers.
And they just got skewered by
That makes it harder. The fact that they're coming off a loss is what makes me feel this way. I think winning that game on Sunday would be so incredibly impressive, and it's a perfectly acceptable loss. If they go there and they lose, I'm not going to come out of there and be like, this team's soft. The Jalen can't win a big game. They can't beat the Chiefs. Like, none of those things are true. So if you go and you compete and you lose, I'm good with that. If they get blown out, that's different, right? I wouldn't feel good about that.
Okay.
But if you go there and you compete with the Chiefs and you lose a close game in a game that the Chiefs have to have, it's absolutely an acceptable loss. I would even say it's an encouraging performance if they go and only lose by 3.
Goodness. I'm about to
it's true.
Up.
It's a completely new team. If they can go into a really tough environment against a team that's coming
What's
up
a completely
going,
new team?
this 2025 team. Like, they're forming a new team. Like, I know there are a lot of the same players. No, I'm being honest.
They have the exact same personnel on offense.
Not on defense, they don't. Not on defense, they don't.
I'm combined 22 starters.
Yeah, on offense, they do. I agree.
Yes. Well, yeah. What is it? Four new defensive players? Three new defensive players?
It's most of the secondary. It's, I think, every defensive lineman besides Carter.
It's half the secondary.
One new secondary player.
It's two.
No, Makubu is playing half the snaps with Sidney.
No, I'm saying based off last year, they have two new starters in the secondary.
But the players have been here, though. They're in the same system.
Oh, I get what you're saying. The Sidney Brown, your
county
is returning.
Yes, they're in the same system.
Okay.
They're not new players. They all have rings. They got rings for last year. They all contributed.
They do.
So they've all been here. Like Tyler Steen, he started games. He's been here for several years.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to be counted as a new player on offense.
No, but he is a new starter.
I don't give a damn about that.
It does matter to me. Like, this team is...
Why does it matter?
Because this team is...
They won a Super Bowl with a new right guard starter.
They did last year.
It's a good point.
That's my point. So why does it matter?
But they lost week two last year, and they started 2-2, and they still won the Super Bowl. So
what I'm talking about is the overall performance of the team.
Yes.
And that they have one new starter on offense who's been here for, what, 3 or 4 years now under the same coaching system. They basically brought back the same offense.
Right, okay. We don't have to get bogged down in this. You're right, okay? It is mostly the same.
Defensively, they got a few new players, right? They weren't here.
Right.
It's not acceptable. Now, it doesn't mean that if they lose, the season is over with, but it's nowhere on green on this earth that I'm okay or any Eagles fan should be okay at the end of that game if they lose to the Chiefs. The standards are different. Mm-hmm. This nonsense of they're the Chiefs, you're going to Arrowhead and Patrick Mahomes, all this nonsense, nobody care about that. We just put boots to ass in the Super Bowl against this same team, if not a better team then. So it wasn't about Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and all that stuff when it was 40-6. It wasn't. So I want to see a better performance than what I saw last week from this Eagles team. I gave them a pass last week, coming out looking choppy, defense getting shredded because their best player wasn't on the field. Mm. Passing game looked more like it did for 90% of last year versus what it looked like the two or three times we saw it look fluid. Passing game didn't look like that Thursday night.
I agree.
They come out there Sunday playing that way, they will lose. That's not acceptable. You mean to tell me another 150-yard passing performance is going to be okay with everybody?
I'm saying...
A.J. Brown getting one target, that's going to be okay?
No, I'm saying the performance on Sunday is what's important to me. The final score is not. If they go out there and the offense looks good, but Adoree's getting torched, and Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid is, you know, shows why he's one of the best coaches of all time, and Chris Jones dominates, like... I'm okay with that.
Okay? Why?
Because the Chiefs need it more.
I don't give a damn.
It matters.
The Chiefs
need it more. If they go to 0-2, the Chiefs' mystique is donezo.
Who cares about the Chiefs? I'm worried about the Eagles.
But that's important. That's who they're playing. It is important.
No, the Chiefs are in the way. They're on the schedule.
Yeah, it's a big roadblock.
I'm talking about having a number one seed in the NFC.
Correct.
Making sure the championship game is played here. When you play teams that you're better than and you're supposed to beat them, then beat them. You don't give away wins just because you're on the road. How about putting a nail in the Chiefs' coffin?
That would be great.
Then go out there and do that.
But you don't have to. That's the point I'm making.
No, no. That's all subjective. What I'm saying is the mindset going into this game should be to win it.
I agree.
Not that it's okay to lose.
I agree with that.
That's the point I'm making.
I agree the mindset should be
You're trying to poison this fan base with your nonsense that it's okay to lose Sunday.
The Rams game, more important. The Bucks game the week after. But they're not all weighted equally. Like, the Rams game could have major impact on if you get the one seed. The Bucks could also do that. The Chiefs are an AFC opponent. On the road, like, yes, I agree, they should win. The Chiefs' roster is not as good as Eagles' roster.
I think the
Chiefs have like five excellent players, but and this is where it sounds we disagree. I do think the spot of a game matters, like where it comes up on
the
schedule.
This is where you get the Chiefs. They are at their weakest. They just lost Xavier Worthy,
but that makes them stronger.
Doesn't he make him stronger?
He's 14-4 coming off a loss. He's 6-1 in week two, 6-1 in home openers. He's never lost three straight.
He still needs players. He can't do it by himself.
Agreed.
That's a lot of stuff that was done in the past. That's a lot of stuff that was done in the past. This is an offense that's been pedestrian for 2 years. He's averaged the fewest amount of points of his career over the last two seasons.
Yep.
Barely 22 points a game. 1 year, 20 points a game. Mm-hmm. So this isn't Patrick Mahomes from 3 or 4 years ago where they could put up 30 in the blink of an eye. That's not this team. So my point is, I'm not looking at conference tiebreakers and all that nonsense. What I'm looking at is you need to stack as many W's as possible. You need to stack W's. It's going to be a big game Thursday night between Green Bay and Washington. Mm-hmm. One of those two teams coming out 2-0. You better keep pace. Better keep pace. We're trying to get the number one seed. So when you got an inferior opponent who's missing their key players, you don't give up wins like that. You make sure you stump them while they're down. They had nobody on offense. Our defense should look better this week. Their running game stinks. Their running game stinks. And I just saw Justin Herbert shred that defense with Quentin Johnston and Ladd McConkey.
So I'm not saying they should play their backups. I'm saying if they lose, it's not a big deal to me. They're not going to go 17-0, right? Like this is a desperate opponent. Then you have the Rams the next week. Like I'm not going in. Like I'm fine if they lose this game. I'm not going to think less of them. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to think less of them.
I understand that, and I understand that. This is why you ride in the back seat and not in the co-pilot seat, because I don't know. I can't take you all the time right next to me. I got to have you back here in the back seat.
Well, I feel like I'm being very honest. It sounds like it'd be a pleasure to ride
reckless.
Next to me. I don't have high expectations.
Your
but
honesty,
it's not reckless. It is the truth.
Reckless.
It is. If they lose this game, it's fine. As long as you compete with this Chiefs team. And you say like you can put the nail in the Chiefs' coffin, you're right? But they're not dead yet. They still are the team that went to three straight Super Bowls. They're
LeBron lose to them and keep them alive.
So I don't want to lose. I just think it's fine if they do.
Let me ask you this, Elliot. You mentioned if Adoree Jackson's getting skewered all over the field, blah, blah, blah. Like, what if the game shows they lose, but it also shows their deficiencies that we're worried about.
So that would be concerning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Why?
Because if this passing game is not good for a second straight week, I wouldn't feel great about that.
Why not?
Does that mean the pass game wasn't good on Sunday?
The pass game was not good on Thursday.
Okay.
And I think the Eagles have actually insinuated that since they've talked about taking deep shots. But what I'm saying is it's about the performance to me.
Right.
If the pass game looks awesome and Adoree's better, but Mahomes is Mahomes and they lose, like I'm good with that.
Oh, so that's the perfect case scenario.
Yes.
Right? So you're painting a picture where you would be okay.
My concern
so
would
my
be...
So my thing is, in order for the Eagles to lose, these things would probably have to happen.
I get what you're saying.
I don't see the Eagles playing a great game and losing to the Chiefs.
Why? The Chiefs have... They win all the time. Like, I agree the Chiefs have not been as good as they have
against lesser teams. They don't win all the time against the Eagles.
No, they don't. But they do win all the time against good teams, too. They did go to the Super Bowl three straight years. They've beaten Josh Allen, Lamar. Like, they've beaten all those guys, right? While the Chiefs are not as good as they used to be, it is certainly not like they're going to play the Jaguars. Like, this is it's a really, really, really tough spot.
Are you aware that the Eagles have the Super Bowl MVP on their team?
I think they have a chance.
Yeah, you come here lowering the bar.
I'm not lowering the bar.
It's lower the bar day on the WIP.
It seems like lower the bar Tuesday.
Oh yeah, lower the bar Tuesday. What am I in here with, man?
Thank God for me and I.
This is what they mean, man.
But I think this is what it is to be a great team.
This is what Ryan Clark was talking about.
So coming up next.
You're going to broach IR?
Yeah. Coming up next, we will ask Elliot about the Eagles' newest running back, Tank Bigsby, and why all the beat writers lied about why the Eagles traded for him.
Sheep! I did not. I did not.
Okay. I know. I didn't say you.
Just putting that
Sheep!
Out there.
I didn't say you. I didn't say you. And also go over what Jerry Jones said about the Eagles' attempt to trade for Micah Parsons and get Elliot's response on that. This is the WIP
Sheep!
Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.